In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital? Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for February 26th through March 1st, the longest week ever. Did you have a long week where it just felt like it was never ending?
No, this week was less than last week.
Okay.
Like, so
a couple of us yesterday were like, I swear we just had like 3 weeks in one. We did get one email this week from Chelsea. Jason Theory continues. And I did not read it because she sent it on Monday. When was the 25th? No, that would have been last Sunday after we had recorded.
Yeah.
So, but after I had given my, I think it's Morgan thing. So I was like, ooh, we're going to wait to read this until next Sunday. I am now almost positive that Jason is working with Jagger.
Ooh.
Oh. I'm not sure how or why, but Jason is either working with Jagger or he's working with Morgan Stone Corinthos himself.
There you go.
Chelsea, I did not even read. Okay. I just said that. The Morgan Theory is where my heart is.
Yeah.
Oh, the Morgan Theory is where my heart is. I deeply feel like Jason and Morgan are trying to take Sunny down together because I think that it would be the best story ever.
It would be. That would be amazing.
This is making my heart so happy. Just for the record, she sent it at 5:30 last Sunday night, well after we recorded.
Yep.
Okay. But knowing how the soap works, my brain tells me Jason is working with John Jagger Cates, who is using the name Stone as his name for some reason. She kind of wrapped up all three that we talked about. Either way, I wanted to share my predictions with you. I promise you, if Morgan Corinthos shows his face along with Jason, I will completely die. Please don't. Just go into a light coma. But you got to come out of it because you're going to want to watch that.
Yep.
So my evidence is the fact that they've mentioned Morgan's name a few times.
100 times it feels like. Yes. Yep.
Over the past few weeks, Olivia Jerome is now dead, which Morgan was. Did she?
Yeah.
Chelsea, do you have our show bugged?
I think
for
so.
During recording.
Yep.
Which Morgan would certainly want. Carly is reliving her grief because of Olivia's death. Sonny and Jagger talk about how they each named their sons after Stone. I think they are going to make us believe it's Jagger coming after Sonny, and then bam, hit us with Jason and Morgan. It'll be the best surprise the show's ever given us. I don't know if that would be the best surprise ever given.
Best surprise in a while, at least.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I am having a hard time right now trying to figure out a better surprise. But let's say the best surprise in the past 2 years.
Yeah.
Sure. The past 2 years. But that kind of leads into what our 411 is going to be about. So as we've talked about the past few weeks, I am heading out of town for 9 days.
She's leaving me.
And things have been kind of crazy leading up to this point. So like zero research on Bobby has been getting done. And I started to do Olivia Jerome at 9 o'clock on Saturday night and went, no, this is too much. So there is a write-up about the mob families, which I think that actually is probably better. We definitely have to do Olivia Jerome, though, because they're talking a lot about her. But for the next two Thursdays, we are going to cover the mobs. We will cover the main families this week, and the next week will be the minor families. So yay, I guess. And it's the mob families, not the family families.
Right.
Because like when I was reading about Alcazar and then it says, see, Alcazar family. And I was like, what's that? That's talking about like Sage and all that. Yes. And she had nothing to do with the mob.
Nope.
So it is legit just the mob part of the family. Okay. You have anything fun?
Nope.
All right. Let's get into Hulu headlines. On Monday, Sunny has a job for Spinelli. Blaze's mother, Natalia, surprises her with an early visit. Nina seeks Ava's help. Carly is wary of John. Curtis encourages Drew. That feels like it was forever ago for me. On Tuesday, Nina tries to defend her actions to Sunny.
Oh my God, it was so ridiculous.
I just love Ava, though.
Yep.
She's like, shut up. Drew opens up to Carly. Blaze has a defining moment with her mother. Maxie and Spinelli get closer. On Wednesday, Tracy, Lois, and Maxie help Brooklyn find a wedding dress. Chase needs to clear something up. Carly tells Sunny about her run-in. Joss tries to find Dex, and John runs into Scott. On Thursday, Dante tries to play peacemaker. Sunny confronts John. Brooklyn reassures Chase. Lois has it out with Tracy. Finn and Elizabeth discuss their future. And then Friday, Felicia makes a confession. Dante discovers a connection. Anna and John hash out their differences. Sunny and Spinelli loop Ava into their plan. Spinelli wasn't part of the conversation with Ava.
Yeah, but not part of her deciding to go, but before they decided that. Because remember, he walked in and he was like, oh,
that's right. Yeah.
You can talk in front of her.
Yep, that's right. Okay. I'm like, wait a second. The way I'm reading that means like they were
working. No. He was there right before that conversation happened.
And Blaze and Christina make a revelation?
It wasn't really a revelation, but okay.
Announce? Christina and Blaze make an announcement?
Yeah.
Because they realized they were girlfriends last week.
Right.
All right. So where do you want to start?
This is the most ridiculous thing, but it's what stood out this week that I was annoyed by. They need a new park.
Okay.
Donna. Donna's playing on the jungle gym thing, and then she goes over to the bouncy whatever thing, and Carly's like, don't you want to say bye to Donna? And he's like, oh, it's okay. She's, like, very involved playing. I'll just tell her that I'll see her later. He could have literally turned around and been like, bye, Donna.
Right?
Like, they were 5 feet away from each other.
And that's not Sunny. Sunny doesn't do that.
Right.
And you can say bye to kids real quick, because if they are really engrossed in playing,
exactly,
they go, okay, bye.
Exactly.
And then go right
back. That's all that he needed to do. Yeah. Bye, Donna. I'll see you later. Love you. And she'd have looked up and been like, bye, Daddy. See ya. And she wouldn't even got off that thing.
No.
She would have just kept playing.
Yep.
So, yeah, I know it's silly, but I was so annoyed. Like, why did they write that way? He would say bye to his daughter when she is 5 feet away. If it was like some huge playground that she was like down over the hill or something,
right,
then I'm not gonna pull her back up here just for her to run back
or
down the hill to play
in a pool,
right,
you know, and like actively,
exactly,
you know,
anything, yeah, other than that. But 5 feet away, couldn't yell bye, Donna.
Yeah,
so weird. So that was just my whatever. We can get into real storyline, but that was nice. Every once in a while something sticks out that I'm just like, I don't understand.
No, I get it.
We need a bigger park.
Well, because then, okay, so back it up to John went to Bobby's to have, he likes the burgers.
Yes.
And Carly found out who he is, and she shut that down quick. I love the fact that she was like, and you're drinking Corinthos coffee.
I did love the fact that she shut it down and that she like stuck it to him by saying this is Corinthos coffee, but she was making it sound like it was absurd that him returning back, that he would go there. It's not absurd. He worked there.
The first thing he told
Karen
you was,
there.
I worked here.
Like, if you go back to a town that you grew up in, you go back to the restaurants that you remember liking or the places that you worked at and be like, oh my God, this has changed, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I don't think that he went there knowing or not knowing that it was Carly's restaurant.
He
think
didn't.
He went
no,
there.
The first time, no.
Yeah, because he wanted to go back to Ruby's because he used to work at Ruby's and now it's called Bobby's. So she jumped the gun a little bit there. Kelly's, sorry.
Ruby it's only been a few weeks.
Right.
You already forgot the old name.
I know.
Name.
Sorry. But yeah, whenever he's like, no, I just came here for some food. And she's like, you knew I owned this place. No, he didn't. He did not come there for you.
No.
But it was nice that he apologized.
Yes.
Didn't mean to upset you.
Yep.
And then she realized she was being extra upset because of all of the Drew stuff that I'm just totally over.
I just don't like the fact that, okay, it is great that she has come to the realization that that it's possible to be wasting so much of your own life on hate and spite and like all that stuff.
Correct.
But she's forgetting that she has done the same thing. She said it one time, I think, to Drew saying, like, since my mom died, you know, like, I've really been trying to do this. But she just keeps, like, nitpicking at him almost. Like,
yeah.
Because she said something like, well, if you weren't spending all your time obsessed with Nina, you'd see your daughter more and be able to enjoy these things more with Scout.
Right.
You know, it's Carly, you just got into this life. Have some grace and humility.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the same thing. Well, it's the same thing like when anybody makes a positive change in their life and then forgets that they used to not be doing the positive thing.
Yes, absolutely.
And then shame other people that aren't where they are.
I've been perfect for the last week and you're still doing bad things. So you're bad.
So therefore you're wasting your life.
Yeah. Nope. I think that she's trying to come at it though the way that Sam is, of just trying to make him realize, like, you're not the same person. And I get that you're not going to be the same person after that experience, but do you realize that you're wasting the life that you have now out of prison, dwelling on what happened in prison or what got you
sent
to prison?
Why isn't he in therapy?
Yes. That's really what she needs to say is,
yeah,
I can't tell you how to feel, but maybe you should go talk to someone.
Right. Get deprogrammed or, you know, get it processed out of there. Get EMDR.
There you go.
Yes. Hold, please. Oh, because he mentioned that, I just don't know how you always turn the other cheek.
Right.
See?
No.
She has punched the other cheek. She has slapped the other cheek. She has had both of her cheeks slapped. We shared a 7-long-minute video of it. She does not. Always.
No.
Right now, with the stuff with Nina, she's like, you know what? I don't have time for this in my life.
Right.
To be this petty. And he even mentioned, he's like, well, you were kind of into it when we bought like Crimson.
Yeah.
And you were good with taking her down. And she's like, yeah, for that like 1 second, I just wanted to be like, see,
right,
you can't take it all.
I liked the way she said it. She said, I enjoyed taking something of hers and making it better.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I don't need to dwell on it any further than that. Just the, huh, I took this and it's better, done, yep, moment.
Well, and Curtis had talked to Drew earlier in the week also about his anger at Valalino's.
Yes.
So,
yes,
get the man in therapy.
Yes.
Start to have him recovering his memories.
There you go.
Again, we'll go down that rabbit hole again.
Again. I was happy that Carly said Nina's getting what she deserves because Sunny is done with her. But then they flipped over to Sunny and Nina talking at the gallery. And for a second there, it seemed like maybe he was going to forgive her. And I was like, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Well, I just love Nina going to Ava. And Ava's like, I always have time for you. What's up? And she's like, Sunny served me with divorce papers. She's like, oh, I have to go.
I'm very busy.
And she basically said the same thing. She's like, what part of you is surprised at this?
Yes.
Like, Nina.
Right. And then
she's really not as dumb as she's being.
Right. Right. That's what the annoying part is they're dumbing her down.
And she said that she doesn't want to harm her relationship with Sunny. And Nina's like, what relationship? They have a kid.
Yeah.
Thank goodness she was like, my child.
Right.
That we share.
Like, I'm living in his house. Remember, you were living there too. Are you unaware? And then Nina's like, we're not going to be
like
there.
Mob 3's company. Come and knock down my door.
You're so ridiculous.
Martini waiting for you.
Look for this new release on Shannon's
where the
new
mama's album.
Mamas are his and his and his. Oh, that's funny.
And his and his and his.
Right. Oh my God, that's great. Yeah. Look for Shannon's new, I guess it's not a CD, new album on Spotify.
Okay.
Yeah, she's just like, we're not going to live there forever. No, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, Sonny is obviously in control of this situation. If he feels I'm in danger, I'm not going to move my child out of there.
And so she brought up again, Carly kept my daughters from me. No, she didn't.
No.
Your mom did. And you really need to get a grasp on that one. Why is she not blaming Madeline more?
Yep.
Yes, Carly kept the truth. But she was never going to have that relationship with Nell. And she only had just found out about Nell, too. Right. It's not like she
didn't keep it for months and months and months. Like,
no.
Nell was already gone.
Right.
There was no relationship to be had. But yeah, her trying to defend herself to Sonny was just ridiculous. It's not my fault. That's all she kept saying. Using different words, but that's all she kept saying. And he was like, no, it is.
Well, and she tried to say, you promised me in our vows. Honey, you know how many times the man has been married.
I loved that.
How many times has he said those vows?
Yeah.
But then
you think
she
you're
said, different?
Yeah, she does. Because then she said, you have never loved anyone the way you've loved me. Say that. You don't know. He married Carly like 400,000 times and he still has a deep connection to her. I'm not saying I want them back together.
No.
But I'm sorry, ma'am. I think that he loved Carly more than he loved you.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't get to tell someone.
You never saw him with Brenda.
Right. Or Lily.
He loved Lily more than her, I think.
Yeah. So.
Lily, he grew to love her.
Yes.
But I don't know. I've never personally seen it with Sonny and Nina. I've never once. And all, oh.
No, there has never been a scene between them that I have been like, oh, I wish someone would talk to me that way whatever.
Mm-mm.
And it doesn't matter how much he loved you, Nina. Even if he did love you more, you just ruined it worse. So you should feel even more upset at yourself for what you did.
Yeah. I'm really curious about Port Charles zoning laws, though, because Ava received the escrow docs, was totally surprised that she sold a house that day, but whatever. And she sold it to some developer and she's like, yeah, I guess we'll see if, because they wanted to keep the entire island together.
Yes.
I mean, are they going to knock down Windermere and
put what?
Sublet?
What are you putting on there? We opened a Costco. You just have to go across the river to get it. Like, huh?
Huh. They'd have to get like more boats.
Yeah.
And more ferries.
Right. Like you cannot commercialize that property.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm
There's
like,
no
I
want
to know what the...
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm. That was just a nerd out where I was like, none of this is making sense right now. Do you really think you can't split that island in two?
Right. Who was going to buy the house but not buy all the surrounding property? Like, what are you going to do with that?
Right. But sold to a developer.
Yeah.
So it's not Nicholas.
Yeah, it's a shell company.
But he's in jail.
I don't care. It's a shell company of Nicholas's.
Okay. She would have had the buyer's information on her escrow docs. I wish she had said what it was.
Yeah, it's definitely a shell company from.
Or is it this mob thing?
Ooh, that would be interesting.
Or is it tied into this mob thing?
That would be very interesting. Okay.
Sorry, I was coughing.
I'm like, oh my, she's very excited. All right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I went with the easy route, but I like that. Okay.
Because would they have even been trying to buy it if it was still Nicholas's?
Right.
Or are they doing it because it's Ava's?
Yeah, see, I just assumed it was a shell company somewhere through Spencer, because it does mean something to Spencer. So
right.
He had it set up before to keep it for Ace, even if he wasn't around, or something like that. That's where my head is.
Oh, I guess that is possible. Okay. I guess we will wind up seeing.
Yes.
I'm going to have a hard time believing that we're never going to see Windermere again.
No.
Seriously. Okay. We have gotten rid of so many things. No.
No.
You blew up the floating rib. You are not getting rid of Windermere.
Yep.
So what else? Oh, the one thing that I did like when Sonny said that Carly was violating his trust and she's like, what the heck are you talking about? I could have turned you in.
Exactly.
Hello.
Exactly.
Oh.
I like Carly standing up for herself. mm-hmm. more nowadays and being like very blunt about it. Like you said, she says to him, I could have done this. Like, how am I not showing my loyalty?
Right.
And even when I was being quote unquote disloyal, it was because I was trying to protect you.
Right.
Yeah.
But Sonny went to Spinelli and asked him for help.
Yeah.
I think he's starting to suspect Brick.
I hope so. I'm telling you, I think there's something
Spinelli's
in there.
Was like, it's been a long time right. since I've worked
he's
for
like,
you.
He's like, you have people that know more about this than I do.
Right, and he's Sonny's like, I can.
I need you. I need an outsider.
And then they had a nice chat about Jason and about how much Jason trusts Spinelli and blah, 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 yeah. blah, blah. And he offered to fix his pipes.
He did.
I thought that was so super sweet.
He's like, you shouldn't be out of your house this long. I could have someone fix it today.
Yep.
And then he's like, oh, sorry. I actually, there's no pipes that are broken.
Yeah. Somebody's like, ah, I got it.
Yep. And he like told him, don't mistreat Maxie. Like, mm-hmm. that is so cute.
And then he immediately went to Maxie and told her that he loves her or that he thinks he's falling in love with her. And
yeah.
then she's like, I think I'm after some monologuing of Spinelli. She's like, but I think I'm actually falling in love with you also. And then he mentions that he moved in to help her.
I was so proud of him, though,
yes.
because she brought it up.
Yes.
She said, I guess it is fate. Because how else would you have ended yes. up here? And instead of letting it go, because I was like, seriously, if he doesn't say anything and then they get in this good groove mm-hmm. and then 6 months from mm-hmm. now she finds out and it blows it all up, I'm going to be so angry.
Right.
And he instantly, because he's Spinelli and he's honest, instantly was like, well, actually, the pipes aren't broken at my house. I moved in to help you because me and your mom. And she went off.
Mm-hmm.
She went
off. Kicked them out?
Yeah. I mean, I saw where she was coming from in that moment, mm-hmm. but I was glad that she quickly turned it around
yeah.
because I was like, if you're seriously going to stay mad at him for months and months and months, I'm going to be so mad. Like, right. we've already played this out
it
long enough.
It had nothing to do with the not thinking that she could do it.
Right.
At the same time, her business was potentially closing. Like, she was potentially going to wind up losing
everything.
The business.
Yeah.
So in that instance, like,
right.
that's kind of like an emergency instance. It's not just Maxie mismanaged her money and wound up in this horrible place all because of her own choosing and decisions and everything.
Correct.
She was at risk of, like, she wasn't getting paid.
Right.
Because her business was being...
And his bottom line for doing it that way was because both him and her mom knew that she was too proud to just take the loan.
Yeah.
He would have gone to her and said, hey, until you're out of this financial trouble, let me lend you some money. And everything's fine, but she refused to take the loan from her mom already. So this was the only way to get the help in.
And Felicia owned up to her part. And
yeah.
she's like, yeah, it wasn't just Spinelli. I told him to.
Right.
And so she took the ultimate ownership of it. And she's
yeah.
like, no, he did not come up with this on his own. It was my decision. I asked, you know, and they talked about her falling back in Maxie's falling back in love with Spinelli and seems like everyone supports. She's like, even Mac has learned to tolerate him.
Right, right. You know? Exactly.
She's gotten used to him or whatever.
Yeah, it's like everyone sees the connection, even those of us who didn't want to, like Mac, who gets annoyed by him.
Yep.
I'm excited to see what they do with him. If they're just going to have him stay there, if they're going to get engaged, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
They're so cute.
They are. But I did like that she mentioned to Felicia the biggest problem she was having wasn't that he helped her. It was that she didn't pick up on him lying about it.
Yes.
And she's like, yeah, but you didn't because he was doing it out of love, like out of legit love.
Right.
Out of
he was not manipulating
service.
You.
Yes. Out of, he was serving her under false pretenses, but he was doing it in
yes.
a place from that kind of a place, whereas Peter was doing it from his own weird form of love, which mm-hmm. was also manipulation.
Yeah.
I do think that Peter loved Maxie. Towards the end, he definitely
went off the deep end.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
But I really, really do think that he did. But she made an excellent point with the, well, Austin did this. And you guys make us crazy. You think we feel psycho.
Yeah, absolutely. But you can't hold one accountable for the other.
Nope.
So, and Spinelli has proven himself.
Oh.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
He's helping you raise your children, two of which are not his, without even a conversation. He's just like, yeah, they're all mine because they're all yours. Who cares?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So I love Spinelli.
Mm-hmm. But then Maxie was with Brooklyn Lois and Tracy.
I'm so glad she did not pick that first dress. They're all like, oh, you look beautiful. I'm
No.
That dress was awful.
It was not flattering at all. But they talked about how Lois came to wear Lila's dress. Yes. And they showed Lila. Yes. My heart was so happy.
I loved Lois's response whenever Lila was like, my daughter didn't want it, so I've always dreamt of giving it to my granddaughter, and that's you. And Lois was like, me? Like, oh my God. Yeah. Oh, I was so cute.
Yeah.
I loved their chemistry back then. Even Lila could make anyone
but at what be all point teary. Did Tracy and Lois become so dense that they were not picking up on Brooklyn wanting the dress?
She's like fantasizing about it in front of them, and they're like, dee dee dee, try on this dress.
Right. I did like where Tracy came from with the struggle behind it, though. She's like, I regret not having worn it, but it's hers to share,
yes,
not to wear.
Yep.
Tracy's getting a heart.
And I was proud of Chase whenever he got the prenup that they just went over there and figured it out right now. He was not stewing on it. I was like, you guys are being such good grown-ups this week and doing things so good, because that's just not always how it happens.
Yeah. And he asked Finn to be his best man, which I don't know why we never even saw that.
Right.
I just thought that was kind of like I thought it already happened.
I just assumed so too. Yeah. And then the weird conversation between Liz and him, like, what do you expect to happen? I don't know. What do you expect to happen?
Right.
Well, I don't want anything to happen. Okay, cool. I don't want anything to happen either.
I did think it was cute that Violet made wedding invitations, though.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I know. And he got all freaked out. And she's like, she's a little girl. She does what the grown-ups in her life are doing. So, right. Yeah, she wants a wedding.
Right.
Super cute.
And then what else? But ultimately, Brooklyn is going to be wearing Lila's dress.
Yes.
So we didn't say that. We kind of tiptoed around it. But
yeah. Tracy brought it down and was like, do whatever alterations you want to do and make it yours.
Mm-hmm. That's just so sweet.
It is so sweet.
So Joss found Dex.
And that was all just a little too convenient. She found Dex. He just happens to be standing where she's asking questions for the first time.
Well, I saw the guy with the hose and I was like, if he is watering a garden, we really need to get the writers. We do not water gardens in February.
Nope.
It's called ice.
Yeah.
But I think he was spraying something down.
Yes.
We still don't really. That would turn to ice.
It would.
Okay.
It would turn to ice. But okay, maybe anyway, it was quickly. Maybe it was warm water.
Maybe.
Because it was but it was more like of an industrial type of hose, maybe. So
maybe he was creating the ice skating rink. There we go. Okay.
Yes. Anyway, she's like standing there like, oh no, what do I do? And then Dex just happens to be there. They go back to his little cabin or whatever, hook up. And then he's like, yeah, you got to go now. We can't hang out. I don't know what you expected.
Right.
And at that exact second, then Michael calls and is like, bring Dex home no matter what he says.
And then he tells Carly. Oh, and Michael's acting like he has nothing to do with.
Right.
He's like, well, I wasn't actually going to do it. No, Michael, you were.
You were.
You were. You were dead set on taking Sunny down.
Absolutely.
But you changed your mind. But he's like telling Carly And she's like, and what happens if something happens to Dex? What are you going to do then? And he's like, I'll handle that when and if it happens. No, your sister's going to be pretty darn mad about it.
Right. Besides the fact that you're putting your sister in jeopardy, because 99% of the time she's around him.
Right.
So that was just whatever.
And then Christina is absolutely out of the loop.
Yeah. Well, she's been busy dealing with Blaze and Blaze's mother.
Ooh.
Did you know Blaze's mother?
No. Who is she?
All my children.
Okay.
I just love whenever they bring back the character. Crossover. So she's just playing a new character.
Oh, darn it. Okay.
But she is meant, from.
Like she. Okay. No.
Sorry. Need to clarify.
Gotcha.
Sorry.
So who was she on?
She played Maria. She was married to Edward that you've lusted over before.
Oh, yes.
And she had a sister, Julia, but they spoke Spanish, so she always called her sister Julia. And so my niece, Julie, whenever she was little, I would always call her Julia because that's the one word I knew in Spanish from watching all my children. So, yes, when I saw her, all of that, like, came flashing back into my head. And I was like, oh, I'm so happy you're here, but that's not who you are now. I'm sorry.
But I do think it's funny that, well, it's not funny. So they were having breakfast in bed. Blaze was being all cute and getting Christina breakfast or ordered it.
Yes. She was like, you have to eat breakfast. It's not just you. And she was like, oh yeah, we are hungry.
And her mom just completely dismissive of the whole thing. And it was just weird. I mean, I know that it was supposed to be like awkward to watch her mom obviously accepting any answer other than that's my girlfriend. I did kind of feel bad for Christina being asked. Okay, I've never been in that position, so I don't know how I would feel, because for Christina, she's supportive of Blaze, but we all know that she obviously would prefer to be public and be able to be public.
Right.
So when Blaze asked her, please stay, I guess it was more in the tone that she asked her to please stay. It was the, no, seriously, like, I need you.
Yeah.
Not, I'm trying to get in a fight with my mom.
Right.
It was, nope, I'm actually going to do this and I just need you here.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. Okay. I just talked myself into what I was thinking.
I just thought the opening part of it was weird. Cause they're trying to push it like the mom had absolutely no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had no idea and I walked into my daughter's bedroom and one of her friends was in her bed, like dressed, like Christina was not like laying there naked and whatever.
Right.
That would have been my first thought is like, oh, you girls went out and then you ended up crashing here.
I share a bed frequently.
Right.
Like on traveling and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's just what you do.
Exactly. And it's not a big deal. But her mom instantly was like, why is there a woman in your bed? And then Christina was like, oh yeah, we had a sleepover because we stayed out late. And then Blaze is like, no, it wasn't a sleepover because we were out late, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, no, she should have had a comment at some point in time to her mother saying, I know you've suspected this, or I know that you have thought this before, because if she really didn't, that was not the reaction she would have had walking in to finding another girl in her bed.
Right.
I mean, again, that's just how I feel. Like, yeah, girls sleep in the same bed. They're wearing PJs or whatever, but they sleep in the same bed frequently.
But then Christina, I guess, was finally able to announce to the family at Scout's birthday party. I love the little, Danny was like, you know my name.
Right. You're a famous rock star. You know me.
And Jake going the wrong way.
Right.
And everything. It's like, oh, these guys.
So cute.
But Christina's like, this is my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, don't even think about it.
Yep.
First of all, they're teenagers. So I know that they're thinking about it, but she knows that they're not a threat.
Right. Right. They're thinking about it like as we have someone famous standing in our kitchen.
Right. I did not like Alexa saying that TJ and Molly have very mean bosses that would not allow them to have off for Scout's birthday. No, TJ and Molly chose demanding careers.
Right. And I'm sorry, but that kid is used to that by now. Like, she's not a 2-year-old and you're like, oh, the mean bosses wouldn't let them out. She's old enough that you're like, yeah, your aunt and uncle had to work.
Right. Exactly. Because guess what you just did? Basically made it sound like she should never learn how to work.
Right.
Because you'll never be able to have fun. No.
I thought it was weird that the party was there, though.
Yeah.
I know that Carly said, well, this is where you live, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I still feel like you would have picked someplace neutral to have it at. I don't know.
Yeah. We could have had a new location.
Yeah. It just, I don't know. It felt weird to me having all those people together just like standing in the kitchen. And then they're like, we want to do a family picture. I'm like, I would love to see that family picture, because again, you're going to be like, you're so-and-so's brother and you're so-and-so's brother, but you two are dating and then you two are over here, blah, blah, blah.
And Olivia wasn't there. And we all know that basically Olivia's going to be the new Monica.
Right.
I love. But I mean, it's still Monica's house, but none of the... I don't know. I don't feel like Drew fits in there, even though he does.
Right.
It's
right. I just feel like at this point in time, he would have his own apartment.
You think?
Yeah. Like he's not a young man.
No.
And everyone is pretty settled in their life, that he's not directly involved in their day to day or helping the day to day. I don't know. It felt weird. So.
But Danny is vaping.
Yeah.
And Jake was ready to kick his butt.
Mm-hmm. I loved it. I loved it. He was like, I don't want you to get popcorn lung. And I was like, yes.
Yep.
Keep saying that to my daughter. Don't do that stuff. It's awful.
I like that they're bringing that in.
Yeah.
My 90s brain went, oh, he's smoking pot. And right? I was like, nope. Sorry. That's not our concern anymore.
Yep.
It's now vaping.
Yep. Because he was like, it's like a candy smell. And I was like, oh, yep, that's a vape.
There's a really good documentary on Netflix, The Rise and Fall of Juul.
Yes, I have not watched it, but I've seen.
It's good. I think that's the name of it, but it's about that. It's pretty good, and it talks about how, kind of how it became such a trend with kids.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yep. So, back to Sunny real quick before we go. Well, I guess that could kind of go into somewhere. So Sunny keeps calling Michael Judas.
Yes.
Like, he keeps up with it. And then Jagger goes to the gym and he's like, dude, I just want a box. Just like, leave me alone.
Right. I just need to get off some steam.
And then he takes a swing at Sunny. And Michael was not wrong when he was saying, you are trained to not react that way.
Yep.
Like, what are you doing? I want them to have Stone visit Sunny and be like, dude.
Right.
Knock this off.
Calm down with my brother.
Yeah.
But I didn't like that they did that to John, Jagger, whatever, either, because...
Oh, that's right. Sorry, I wrote Jagger and it's John.
Once the real Jagger became a cop, he did turn around. Like, I can't do this behavior. Before he became a cop, like whenever Karen was stripping, I had to beat the crap out of Sonny.
Mm-hmm.
But once he became a cop, he knew you have to...
Well, and he keeps bringing that up, like, Karen never moved on from
Right.
Oh, and that's what he and Anna talked about was all that stuff. But then he also talked about it with Scott. Did you pick up on something this week that maybe I picked up on?
I don't.
About Karen?
No, go ahead.
Okay, Karen has never had a birthday before. I looked this up.
Mm-hmm.
Her birthday was this week. Who else had a birthday this week? You. And Karen is your favorite.
Karen is my favorite.
And we talked to Carrie Shane a few years ago for your birthday.
Yes.
So in my head, I think the writers intentionally had Karen's birthday be her birthday is the 27th. So I'm going to say that it's the 27th because Scouts is the 28th and they celebrated March 1st. So they're a day behind.
Okay.
But up until this week, Karen had never had a birthday before. So I am thinking that they gave you Karen's birthday.
Thank you. I would appreciate that very much.
Yeah. But John, sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
didn't.
So happy
I
for
didn't
you.
Make that connection. I apologize. I did not think the writers were giving me Karen's birthday. I did love whenever Sunny was trying to make John all mad, and he was like, "Isn't it Carrie's birthday?" And Jagger was like, "You can't call her that." And I was like, "Oh, I love it. So funny."
But yeah, Scott and John met at her grave and shared their disdain for Sunny. And Scott's like, why don't you take him down? He's like, I can't because I'm here to protect him.
Right. You remember when you're talking to Scott that you have to like keep the formalities of being law enforcement. But in the gym, you were going to punch him and punch him first? No.
Right. It's not even like he was reacting.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
And you did it in front of a cop.
Yeah.
A detective.
Right.
Guess what he's going to do? Go tell the commissioner. Hey, Anna. This guy just almost punched my dad.
Yep.
Who he's supposed to be protecting.
Yep.
Oh, what did Scott say? Scott or somebody else said something about, are you actually going to protect him or are you going to set him up to be?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like that was mentioned.
Right. And he's like, no, I have to protect him. But then if he does something wrong after that, I will make it my life's mission to take him down.
And that's what Anna said. She's like, you know, he means a lot to my daughter. So John is willing to move past things for Anna because of Robin.
Right.
However,
but can't do
Robin,
it with
Sunny. Who adores Sunny,
yep.
We're not going to have the same thing. And he's like, what? Because he opened a wing at the hospital in my brother's name. I should just let it go. You do understand that they typically open up nonprofits to launder money, right? Yes, but that's definitely not it.
Not what Sonny's doing.
So, and Anna's like, I've never caught him doing something illegal. So therefore.
Right. I have not done it.
Where we are. I think that was it though. I don't think that there was really. Let's check the Hulu headlines real quick just to see.
Well, Ava going to that meeting. That was what else happened.
Yes.
Miss Wu was like, I did not agree to her being here. I'm leaving. And he was like, listen, it makes more sense that she's part of that family. And now the head of that family is dead. So she would be coming in to hear what's going on and whatever.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
I think that was it, though.
Dante discovers a connection. What was Dante talking about with Chase to Anna? I can see it in my head. What were they talking about?
I have no idea.
Shoot. What were they talking about? Because I think it had to do with, did he go tell Anna?
He did. So John walked in to Anna's and was like, keep Sunny away from me. I'm so angry, blah, blah, blah. And then Dante showed up and was like, oh, is he here telling you to keep my dad away from him? Because he was the one that was starting a fight. But I don't remember anything.
Oh, no. It had to do with Lee. That's what it was. Dante met Chase, who shared that a patient had been admitted after being found on the docks. Yes. Chase added that the man had suffered a beating. Dante, so I'm reading from SoapCentral.com. Chase added that the man suffered a beating. Dante stared at the patient and he noticed that he was Selena's bodyguard being beat up from another one.
Yep.
Yes. And then they started talking about all that.
Good job. That did happen.
Yes. I knew that it was important with this.
Right.
Whole thing. So I really think that was it, though. I feel like it was kind of light on, I don't want to say content because it wasn't, but there was only a couple storylines this week and we got a little bit of each day.
We did. Yeah, it went together well. Moved along.
Do-do-do. Reality check.
So what was your reality check?
Mm-mm, the kids are gone enjoying Florida with their dad.
When do they come back?
Thursday. So Madeline was excited. Like some of the rooms were done with themes.
Mm-hmm.
So her room is the Smurfs and it has a Smurf house that the top of it is a bunk bed and inside the house is a bed. So she's sleeping in the Smurf house and she's very excited. And then
that is so cool.
Yeah. Her dad's girlfriend's kids are in a Scooby-Doo themed room and theirs is the mystery.
An 80s house?
I guess it is 80s because it's mostly that type of theme. So Madeline Smurfs, the girls are Scooby-Doo and their bed looks like the Mystery Machine with the top and bottom bunk. And then there's like a central, like off of the bedrooms, like a central room that looks like a 50s cafe.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be like a guys and dolls type of theme. I don't know if that's 50s. I don't know what year that is. Anyway. It has a pool table and stuff like that in it. And then in the basement, which I think was the garage, but anyway, I can't tell because obviously I'm not there. I just see it through FaceTime or whatever. But it has like a, not as big as a movie theater screen, but like a pull down screen with like super comfy seats, like stacked.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has two racing games and a foosball table.
Hmm.
And the painting on that wall is all Ghostbusters.
Oh, so it's an 80s house with a guys and dolls themed kitchen.
It's not a kitchen. The kitchen is just a kitchen. It's like
the living room is like a game room.
Yeah, like a game room, but it's what connects all the house. Like downstairs is the,
like a great room.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, downstairs is like the living room and kitchen and whatever, but upstairs, when you walk upstairs, it's just a big open room, which is the guys and dolls room. And then off of that is each of the bedrooms. So.
All right. We're going to have to find out if there's an 80s thing that's actually after and it's not. Or does it say guys and dolls?
It says guys and dolls on the. There's a sticker on the bathroom that says guys and dolls that is right off of that room. But anyway, my kid and as a.
Sorry, I'm just confused by the random.
I don't know either.
Okay.
But the kids are excited because it's a fancy house and.
That's
They have cute bedrooms. Megan has her own bedroom.
What's her theme?
Hers is not themed. I guess the adult bedrooms are not themed.
Well, that's
no fun. I know. Yeah. I know. I would have preferred a theme too. I feel like if I was there, I'd have been with Madeline. Like, can I sleep on the top of the Smurf house?
Right.
But yeah, today they're going to swim with the manatees. So.
Okay.
That's all. My daily updates from the kids, because I miss them, even though they'll drive me crazy the second they get home. Yeah, besides that, I worked, and Tuesday was my birthday. Ryan was like, where do you want to go? Blah, blah, blah. Well, I worked till 7:30. I didn't want to go anywhere. I wanted to sit home in my jammies and eat yummy food and watch TV. So that is what we did.
And you received 44 pictures of Antonio Sabato Jr. throughout the day.
I did.
One that, every 15 minutes.
That was beautiful. And then
did you notice that there was 44?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I did. So I woke up to pictures from Shannon, and then I continued receiving them. And in the middle of the day, I made the comment, if you end this with new John Jagger Kates, I'm going to be so mad. And she was like, I would never do that to you. I would never ruin your birthday. And I was like, no, I know you wouldn't, but it really would have been funny for me to be like, seriously?
I should have done it like the next day.
Right. Now you're old. Here's the new John. Right. John Jagger Kate.
He's the AARP John.
Right. Exactly. And I'd have been like, oh man, I feel so old now.
Even though I'm not a fan of like how this all happened, he's not a bad actor.
He's
like,
not a bad actor.
For what his role is right now.
Absolutely.
He's doing a good job. It just shouldn't be Jagger.
If they would have made him anyone other than Jagger, they could have even said, I went through the force with Jagger, and he told me about this guy.
He told me to go to Kelly's and get a burger.
Yes. Any reference like that. Yes. And it would have been beautiful. But he's not Jagger. And like, they're trying to figure out how to have the other actors play that even. Like, Scott looked at him for a second and then was like, Jagger? And then Jagger was like, well, it's John now, blah, blah, blah. But really? I don't know. It's just so wrong.
Yeah. Because they're not addressing it.
Right.
And okay, people have been comparing it to like the Blair thing on One Life to Live.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
But Blair wasn't around for a really long time when she was Asian, was she?
No.
It's still not okay that they just completely swapped.
No, she wasn't. I don't know exactly how long, but it wasn't long.
We're going to find out for 1 second.
There you go.
Where's her people?
It would be like if we replaced Carly tomorrow with like a 22-year-old. You just...
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
She was on for 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I only thought
1990 for 3 years and 1 month.
Wow.
October 1990 to November 93. So I apologize.
I do too. I did not think it was that long.
I also never watched One Life to Live. So we pretty much all know this.
Yeah. And I was spotty with One Life to Live because that came on before school let out. So.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I did not realize.
So yeah, then it's just as messed up. Okay.
Yep. But yeah. So, and apparently now me and Karen have the same birthday. That's what happened this week that I didn't realize.
Yay!
How about you?
I wish I could say I wrote that in and was like, hey, by the way, Karen doesn't have a birthday. If you ever bring Jagger back.
Right? No, because your brain wouldn't go there because it doesn't make any sense.
No. I wish I could take credit for that.
That would be good.
But I'll take credit for it indirectly because I arranged for the interview with Carrie for your birthday.
You did. I talked about that this week. I have a new boss at work because my other boss got a promotion. And so we had to do like a half hour, like one-on-one of just tell me about yourself, blah, 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 blah. And she was like, do you do anything like for yourself? Because especially as moms, like we don't do stuff. And I was like, oh, I have a podcast with my friend. And she was like, oh, that's so cool. And I was like, yeah. And I've got to talk to famous people. And I even got to talk. It was the worst interview ever, but I even got to talk to the person that I like loved growing up. She wished me happy birthday, blah, blah, blah. So it is still one of the highlights, top highlights of my life.
Yes. Success was not my goal, but woohoo. I was just happy that it happened.
Yes.
Yeah, my week was kind of, it was just,
it's you said crazy. It was 3 weeks in one.
I know. So it just feels like it was so long. Just getting everything ready to be gone, I guess, is the hard part. My son's home. He came home Friday for spring break.
I feel so early.
Yeah. And I just feel bad because I'm obviously not going to be here for pretty much most of it.
Right.
So we just kind of been hanging out the past couple days. We came home Friday night. So yesterday. yeah, not much really.
So it's just the anticipation of being gone forever that is stressing you out.
Yeah. Well, it's not stressing me out. It's just, so I'm going to Massachusetts and New Orleans in March. So there's two totally different and two different types of functions.
Yeah.
So it really is the packing.
Right.
But
yeah, you had a good idea. You said on your Facebook the other day that someone should start that as a business to like pick out your outfits for you. And that is a great idea.
Yep. And my sweet friend.
But I feel like they would have had the same problem that you did because you said you didn't get the itinerary for the one till just the other day.
Well, and I think so, that was a lot of it too, was we didn't get, and it's going to be a low key, but still.
That's good.
But I mean, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it, obviously. Just.
I'm going to miss you. You're leaving me.
I will miss.
No, you won't. You're going to be having too much fun. Don't even lie to me.
I will miss. Oh, yeah. So next week's episode recap is going to be the first episode I'm not a part of.
Yeah.
At all.
Yep. So everyone,
we have some people filling in for me.
Everyone give us grace, although I feel like Shannon's going to be our hardest critic. So
well, I even thought about it, though, because I was like, maybe I should try to watch. And if I'm able to, I can record little snippets and send them in because JD's going to edit for me. So I am really not going
to
be doing.
I don't think that you should. Anything. I think you should wait. And the next week when we record, you should throw in your thoughts then.
Okay. We'll have like a catch up with Shannon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm going to have to, because I'm not going to watch pretty much anything for. Because
I feel like you're going to watch part of it or try to watch part of it no matter what, just so that you're not missing a whole week before you get back into it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that you should say anything on next week's.
But Jason comes back this week.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'll be even better to see if they have the appropriate reaction or not.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be like geeking out and they're going to be like, that guy's back.
Didn't you guys meet him? Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
All right. So yeah, join us on Thursday as we talk about the main mob families.
Have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review.
And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.